Well, hello there. It's JT.
And Grant Lee.
There you go. Welcome to Talking Flicks. Mr. Lee, we've got a big episode coming up. Are you ready for your real news? Because that's going to be huge.
It is, and I do have some really interesting news. So, yeah, looking forward to talking about that. Ooh, can't wait.
Big movies out. Got a big girls' night coming up in Tamworth. And we're talking, Mr. Lee, Golden Globes in this episode.
Yeah, which is big announcement this week.
It's all still to come, so should we do it, Mr. Lee?
I think we should.
It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood. Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Hope you're having an awesome Thursday morning as we rip into a day where we see lots of great movies hit our screen. We're going to unpack some of those very soon, as Mr. Lee mentioned. He's also got some real news. We'll do some top fives as well. How are you, Mr. Lee? How's your week been? I've got to say, how's work been? Because you have been going to work this week, which is very exciting.
It's very exciting. But my big thing that I want to just touch on briefly is Andre last weekend. I just want to quickly just touch on it while we can, because Nan and I had a great time. It was so much fun. And I did try to talk her out of you being in the will, but she said no. He will be really upset if I take him out of the will just because you do everything for me, Grant. I did try, but anyway, you're still in. So that's good news, isn't it?
She said you kept giving her sherries. So is that where?
Yeah, because I was trying to get her out.
That's right.
Going, you know what? I'm the really good one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. She likes you, Mr. Lee. Although
she did say she was going, and I like Nan.
She said she'd invite you over for Christmas lunch. And I said, no, sorry, Grant's busy. He's busy. He's got too much on, you know, Nan. She said, oh, are you sure? He said he was available. No, he's got stuff on. Yes. So
I think I was going to. Oh, I could bring the turkey if you wanted to.
Keep your turkey at home, Mr. Lee. Keep it at home. Enjoy it with your wife, not my Nan. Yes.
Oh, that's right. I'm married. Yes.
Yeah, you just remember that, okay?
Yes.
I know she's still got some tread left on the tyres, Mr. Lee, but just hands off. Okay, now we've just spoken about, done some nano talk. Lots coming up. Let's get this thing started, though, as we always do.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you. Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
I have to say, when it's Christmas, it's always nice to have a really good horror movie, Christmas movie come out, don't we? We just love them. Every year they seem to bring one out, don't they? And it's all about Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, this one we're talking about now is Silent Night, Deadly Night. It's all about a guy who watches his parents be brutally murdered on Christmas Eve. And what does Billy do? He transforms into a killer Santa.
Yeah, that's creepy. So you don't want to think of Santa like that, do you? With a chainsaw or an axe?
No.
Yeah, there is a scene where, like, he comes in with the axe and there's a guy sitting in, like, the lounge chair and whooshka, right in the head. So it's very graphic.
That's not right.
Very graphic.
Yeah. Well, hey, Santa's good.
It's supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year, right? I should have worn my Grinch shirt today, actually. I don't know why I didn't. I should have thought about that.
Yeah,
I'll wear it next week. I'm getting in the Christmas spirit, although it is a Grinch shirt. That's what I think of Christmas. Let's have a listen. Let's have a listen to Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Kind of been drifting my whole life.
Hey, new guy. Are you okay?
At Christmas time, I can see evil. I slipped from Billy into something else.
So you're crazy. I'm going to figure out what's going on in there.
Had no idea.
What?
Naughty. Santa is always watching. Naughty boys get punished.
All is calm. All is bright.
They found the body. The person who did this, he was dressed like Santa.
Bad people
need to be punished.
Billy?
Oh,
What did you do?
Don't forget who you are and what you do.
To meet Santa.
Yeah, probably the Santa you want to meet, but that sounds great, Mr. Lee. It does. I love it.
It does. Look, this director, Mike P. Nelson, he has done so many horror movies. Sweet Revenge, Wrong Turn, The Domestics, The Goodbye. Yeah, so he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, well, that's one to go and see if you want to get yourself in the Christmas spirit. It is Silent Night, Deadly Night. Switching gears, Mr. Lee, from that to what's going to be your ladies' night tonight at the Forum 6 in Tamworth for Ella McKay.
Yeah, look, this looks a really nice type of movie. Jamie Lee Curtis, Woody Harrelson, Spike Feeney, and Emma McKay. It's all about a 34-year-old girl who becomes the governor of the state where she was born and raised. But unfortunately, trying to have a husband, a career, her mother, her father separating, everything just going on, yeah, just doesn't seem to think it's going to work. Should we listen?
Aunt Helen, I have a ridiculously serious problem, and you're the only one I can tell.
I'm about to add to your problems, Ella. Your father's here.
Why?
We haven't seen each other in how long? You don't know either?
Eddie, you promised not to be yourself.
I'm a different person now. I met an incredible woman.
Oh!
No, no, no! The way I've never in my life felt this way about any other woman. I wasn't counting your mother. She's in a completely different category.
And let me just say that you are truly blessed if you have never experienced other people's normal, happy families as a small stab in the heart.
You're 34. You just became governor of the state you were born and raised in. Are you thinking about your mom?
Yeah,
me too. Ella, your father, your brother, and your husband.
Where is she?
Can I tell her what it's about?
It's about how she ruined everything!
All right, I'll tell her that!
What a ticking time bomb in your life.
You didn't want me big sistering, but what happened to that great girl?
Susan, would you be my girlfriend?
A lot of time has passed, and we've been with other people, or not.
Tell me why. You can use a scream.
Scream! All right. No.
Ugh.
No, I might not be able to stop.
It's too bad. I was going to join you.
Hi, Ella here.
Hi.
I'm Helen McKay. Please excuse the way I talk or act.
Families, huh? Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm really angry.
That's what not screaming will get you. So, listen, Ella. Do you have something...
Interesting.
Well, we should do that every afternoon.
Okay. All right, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah. A bit of a screamathon there. Ella McKay. Yeah. Looks great. Bit of a comedy drama. Right. And ladies, you will love that one. So that is out right now.
Also, on this Sunday, look, we've been talking about our National Theatre Live productions all for the last 6 months. We're coming to the very last one. And it's the importance of being earnest.
Oh, yes, of course it is. Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got a few coming up next year, which is really good, from February. So we can talk about them in January. But, yeah, it's very exciting to think that they've been that popular that people want to see them. So very excited. So that's on Sunday, the importance of being earnest.
But they're not live, right? You say it's live, no, but it's not live.
Captioned. Right. Captured Life. But they've called the National Theatre Life. But it's Captured Life.
He's got buzzed out, Mr. Lee. He's got buzzed out. Okay, it's not good. Okay. All right. Well, do you want to run through other movies that are now screening at the Forum 6 and Odeon? Because there's lots happening.
Oh, there certainly are. So we've got Kalamala Kavar. It's a Bollywood movie. Uncle Eddie, One in a Million, Pride and Prejudice, Imelda Staunton, Mrs. Warren's Profession, Journey Home, the David Gallopi. I'm really not doing these words very well.
I have not heard of half of these. Where did these come from, Mr. Lee? What are you doing?
We're playing some really interesting movies. Dead of Winter, Eternity, Five Nights at Freddy's 2, Now You See Me, Now You Don't, Nuremberg, The Running Man, Wicked for Good, Zootopia 2, and Terminator, Badlands. Check your local cinema website or box office for screening times.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. With the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Well, that was riveting. It was exhilarating.
It was. I'm sorry. Yes. I can't pronounce those words.
I told you I'm not feeling it today. I don't know what it is. Like, it's just when we're talking, the trailer was playing, I'm just not feeling it today. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. You are grinchy today, aren't you?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say I'm grinchy. I'm just, I don't know. Maybe it is Christmas stuff. I don't know. Lots of shopping to do.
Can I just say, we haven't even started.
Oh my goodness. Well, we'll circle back. Let's put a pin in this and we'll come back to it. Let's get through some top fives before the opener runs out. Yes. Let's do top five movies for Lithuania? Lithuania.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, we haven't been there before. Number five is Die My Love. Number four is Nuremberg, the new Rusty Crow movie. Number three is Now You See Me, Now You Don't. Number two is Five Nights at Freddy's 2. And number one for Lithuania. Oh, it's Zootopia 2. No surprises.
No surprise. Let's have a look at Australia's top five. Number five is Nuremberg. Number four is Durandra. Number three is Wicked for Good. Number two is Five Nights at Freddy's 2. And number one for Australia, Zootopia 2.
There we go.
That's funny. Yeah, I haven't started Christmas shopping. Oh, you know what? I think everyone's going to get gift cards from the Forum 6 this year.
And I'll be one of them.
Yes, you will be.
For a 15th straight year in a row. Yeah. Yeah, I know you too well.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. All right, that is our top fives, Mr. Lee. Are you ready to do your thing?
Yes, I am. I'm ready when you are.
Okay.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks, real news.
Okay, so we were talking about the Golden Globes.
Ah, yes, Golden Globes. Hold on.
Ah, that's it. Thank you. Thank you. That makes me feel so much happier because I have to say December, January, February, March is my favourite season. It's award season.
Award season. I mean, I would think for you, it's probably after last year, it would not be your favourite, given the fact you know another whooping's coming, but that's okay.
I'm going to win another next Tom Cruise year's movie. Oscars. Yeah, that's going to be really scary. So we've actually had the Accuras announced as well. There's been Kangaroo, which is our favouritest movie. Because we got to interview
Ryan Gore. Very, he was wonderful.
Very happy.
What a dude.
It's just brilliant. And you know what? I'm so happy for them because they've got 8 ACRA Awards. They've got Best Film, Best Lead Actress for Lily, which she was unbelievable. Best Lead Actor, Ryan Gore. Best Supporting Actresses, Deborah Melman and Brooke Satchwell. Best Director, Kate Woods. Best Casting and Best Soundtrack. How great is that? That is awesome. So, very happy.
I think based on that, Mr. Lee, they're going to come away at least one. You know that. There was a lot of awards, so they should come away at least one. But it was a fantastic movie. You've got to say, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I loved it.
So did I.
Yep.
I thought it was brilliant. And, you know, I could watch it over and over again. It's one of those movies that you can watch and still pick something up. Now, Golden Globes have been announced, and one of the biggest things, which I just will let you know, Chloe, who was a Talking Flickster, she actually emailed me and said, I hope you saw the good news this morning, Grant. The Rock has been nominated for a Golden Globe. How good is that? That is so good. Let's hope he does get it. It is for Smashing Machine, which was a true story. He changed his whole figure and everything like that. So let's hope he does. Some best motion picture in drama. We've got Hamlet, Frankenstein, It Was Just an Accident, The Secret Agent, Sentimental Value, and Sinners. Do you remember Sinners?
Yeah, that was a little while ago now. That was one you went to go and see, didn't you? That was one you watched.
Yeah, and yeah. I did go see it. Yeah, it was a bit out there. It was a bit scary too, let me tell you. Best performance by a female actor in a motion picture drama. I'm so happy to see Cynthia Erivo in there for Wicked for Good. And Michael B. Jordan for the male best actor for Sinners. He's been nominated with Leonardo DiCaprio, Timothy Chalamet. And Paul Mescal. So great lineup. I cannot wait for the Golden Globes because this is a great lead into the Oscars. So this and then the BAFTAs and all that, it kind of gives us an idea of where we're going to. So, yeah.
This is where I start doing my exercises, Mr. Lee. This is where I start warming up, right, for the big the Oscars in March. Yes. So don't you worry. I'll be doing my exercises. I'll be ready to go. So you're right. I'll start doing my research now. I will be ready. Now, Dwayne Johnson, as we mentioned before, he was doing some good stuff there. So
it was.
Did you see the Smashing Machine? One of the ones that would be talked about. Golden Globes and potential Oscar talk. No, I didn't think so. I'm the same as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and I should have because it was very good, and I know it disappointed Chloe because I didn't go see it, so not good.
We'll be the first time we've disappointed someone.
thanks. That's my real news for this week.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the 4 of 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
As we mentioned when we were talking about Ella McKay, we've got the Girls' Night happening tonight. Get your tickets, $20. This is in Tamworth only, and you get a glass of wine and a ticket. Odeon 5, they've got Ba Ba Ba, which is a Bollywood movie. It's on December 18th. So that is going to be an interesting movie. There's some names I'm not even going to pronounce.
Come on, have a go. Movie. It's right. It's Thursday.
It's actually a Malayan movie. So with English
subtitles. It's Malayan. Okay, well, I'll cut the Indian music off. You're talking about India.
It's Dilip, Vinice, and Sandy.
Don't.
How's that? Yeah, Sandy, that's an easy one.
So it's Ba Ba Ba. That's the title. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair enough. Okay, so that is what's happening around the screens. Opening next week. Oh, this is going to be good, Mr. Lee. Finally, we get another Avatar. Fire and Ash. It's here, finally.
And, you know, these were made for 3D. We'll be playing this in 3D in all our sites. I'm so excited because we actually haven't played a 3D movie for some time. Orange and Wagga have. They played Avatar, the last one, in October, I think it was, that they played that. This is going to be really good. Sam Worthington, Aussie, of course, Zoe Zendaya, and Kate Winslet, Sigourney Weaver. It's great to see the cast all back and going for round two, and it's going to be huge. And I can't wait to see how much money it takes because all the other Avatars have.
They've been massive, big highest grossing movie earners.
Yes.
The director again, what's the director's name?
James Cameron.
James Cameron, yeah. He's how many movies is he responsible for at the top of the highest grossing? Because he's got Titanic up there as well, right?
Yeah.
He's got all the Avatars.
Avatar. What else has he got? There's quite a few that he has.
Yeah.
Which is quite incredible, where he is worth a lot of money. Like you're going to get something good.
Well, let's be honest, he's notorious for his cinematography, right? Like he nails it every time. He just and with the CGI in these kinds of movies, he just gets all that kind of stuff. It's just perfect. So you know this one's going to be great. And as Mr. Lee said, in 3D. So that's something even more to look forward to.
Yeah. Absolutely, which is a great, great thing. So I can't wait. And, Titanic was a massive movie, and the critics bagged that one out.
And I can't believe it. I can't believe it. That one, it was one of my personal favourites, Mr. Lee. See there in the...
I can imagine.
Yeah.
You would have sat right through going, please, please, don't die. Please don't.
Yeah, I did. And it was my eye-opener because I don't know how old I would have been. This is back in 97 or 98, was it? 98.
Yeah, 97.
97, was it? Yeah. I remember going and seeing it at the cinema. And, you know, in the car scene, you know, with the... I was only a kid.
And the hand.
And the hand, yeah. Yes, I won't forget that one, Harry. But you know what? They fogged the glass up, so that's all right.
They did. So true. For an M-rated movie, they did well. It took, you know, $2.2
billion. That's incredible.
And it was the highest grossing movie for quite some time.
Unbelievable. And we're still watching it today. So, yes. Mr. Lee, that is a wrap on Talking Flicks. We are, of course, back tomorrow with our Flickster. The wonderful... Well, I'm not going to say who it is. We're not going to introduce this person.
No, don't say who.
No, we'll do it tomorrow.
But I'm excited because this is a movie I really wanted to see. So you'll have to wait until tomorrow to find out whether I saw it or not.
Nuremberg. Nuremberg, yeah.
Because I'm fascinated with German history.
Yeah, well, you love it that much. I hope you do go and see it, Miss Lee. Don't let the team down.
Okay. I'll try not to.
All right. Well, you don't have to wait too long for another episode of Talking Flicks. We are back tomorrow morning with our Flick Start. We will catch you then. Have an awesome Thursday. Make sure you get out and see one of the great movies that are out tonight, whether it's Silent Night, Deadly Night, or Ella McKay, or like one of those other great movies that we never heard of that Mr. Lee rattled off. Yeah. Yeah. You got anything to say about that? There's not time. You can if you want.
Go see a movie and go see one of these movies that are a little bit out there. It's nice. It's good.
No. Okay, I'm going. I'll catch you tomorrow. Oh, hold on. Keep this house going. All right, bye.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.
This is not good. Okay, hold on. Not the Flickster one, I need the other one. They both say Closer. This one.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.